You're happy with. What does that mean? You're happy with.
I believe God.
But you're content. You're a Holderman. Wait, in all due respect. So you're content.
Leave the Holderman thing.
Okay, you're content in your own beliefs, even though I just showed you they go against God's word. What's that going to do to you on Judgment Day? If the fruit that you're truly born again, you say you're born again.
You know, God will judge me then.
Right, but God says we're to judge each other. You're claiming to be of Christ. Your wife walks around with a partial head covering on. I don't know what that is on the back of her head. The woman's head is supposed to be covered. Her hair is supposed to be covered. Okay, I'm not legalist about exactly what size, but I mean, it's amazing. You know, pretty soon they'll put a dot in the back of the head and call it a head covering.
Sir,
we're supposed to wear what God put on us.
Around here.
Really? That's what we're going to be preaching about.
Hair, that don't have their hair covered.
Right, which is sin.
It is?
Yeah, it's sin. Practicing pagan holidays is sin.
So you say anybody,
naming yourself after a man is sin.
Anybody standing around here ain't going to be in heaven.
If they don't repent and follow Christ in spirit and truth, they won't be. Jesus said in Matthew 7, a few. Do you know what that word few means? Puny. Puny number of you are ever going to see the kingdom of God.
Believe
a puny
that.
Number. So look around you. It's going to be 20,000 people here today. A puny number will make it. And guess who's going to make it? Those that repent and come out of the world. That's another thing. The Holdermans, you guys are worldly. You guys dress worldly. You live worldly. But Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. How do you explain that? If you're born again, how do you explain that? That you're of the world. You follow fashion of the world. Okay? You cover your head when you talk about the things of God. That's sinful. You probably don't wear that in your church services, do you?
No.
Why? We're talking about the things of God here. Does God get reverence everywhere? You know what I'm saying? If you look at that card, it gives you some Anabaptist ways. And if you go to my website, I have a whole teaching on the Anabaptists. You got false men like this guy. I rebuked him last year in love. You know, telling people, what can we pray for you? Jesus didn't say, go pray for people. What did Jesus say we're supposed to go do, sir? Preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything I commanded. Groups like that, and the Holdermans, and the Seventh-day Adventists, and all those things, they're not doing that, sir. They're teaching a bunch of false traditions. So what you've got to do is you've got to raise your standards. You might have a Holderman standard. You guys think, well, we're a little better than the world because we don't do this, we don't do that.
I don't think that.
No, okay. So I'm saying you might say, well, we've come out of the world a little bit. God's standard is way up here. God's standard is way up here. It's high. And you guys aren't meeting it.
We're trying to.
Okay, but then what would prove to me you're trying is when I go to Holdermans or Mennonites or anyone, and I say, you're named after Menno. Let's use Menno, for example. Holderman, John Holderman. I think he'd come back and rebuke you all for naming yourselves after him. I think maybe he would. I don't know as much about Holderman.
Menno Simons
would come back, and he would rebuke and rip down their signs. We're supposed to lift up Christ, not men. Amish, named after Jacob Amen. Lutherans, named after Luther. Okay, Methodists, they're named Methodists, but it's all built on Wesley. Wesleyism, the Wesley Church, named after Wesley. I'm just saying, if you're truly born of God, the fruit, Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit, sir. And you Anabaptists and all the Christians of America are set for the judgment of God. The judgment is going to be worse for you people that claim Christ but don't hold fast to his word. You know the parable about the Pharisee and the guy in the gutter? The Pharisee walks around and goes, I go to church. I pray three times a day. I'm glad I'm not like him. Thank you, Father. And the guy in the gutter goes, Lord, have mercy on me. I know I'm a sinner. And Jesus said, he'll be justified before you will. Because the wrath, Jesus said that the sin of the Pharisees, the leaven of the Pharisees in Luke 12:1 was hypocrisy. And the American church, including Anabaptists and Holdermans, live in massive hypocrisy. And if you don't repent of that, you claim to be born again by the shed blood of Jesus, you repent. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection. I don't know what Holderman group you're with, but they have all kinds of weird beliefs. There's all different kinds of weird Holderman groups, but a lot of them have different beliefs. By the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, you repent. And when you repent, you start testing all things. Come out of the world, come out of every false way. When you're born from above, the fruit is that the Holy Spirit is quickening you to live in holiness and obedience to Scripture. And then you have to endure to the end. That's the gospel that's on that card that will spare your life. But guess what? Matthew 10, if you don't lose your life completely, which means if you start following truth, I promise you, you're going to lose all your Holderman family and friends. That's exactly what Jesus said you have to do. We lost everyone. We came out of the world. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. We came out of all that. Guess what? We lost everybody. You know why? They love the world, and they love their easy church system. It's easy. Go to church on Sunday. Do Christmas and Easter twice a year. We look like we're all religious and spiritual. Well, Jesus said, lose your life. Pick up your stake. We don't belong to any group. The cross is actually a wooden piece. Pick up your stake is the Greek word, and follow me. you guys are all following man-made religion, and I love you enough to tell you that. I saw you over there by the coffee shop, and I thought, if I get a chance to talk to him, I'm going to give him a gospel card. What's that?
Have you talked to them?
If there's any men over there, I will talk to them. I'm going to be preaching all over this place, and I generally stop at all the people that name the name of Christ and call them out in love, because this is not what we're called to do. Do you have pain? You know, what is God, a big vending machine? This is for believers. John 9 says God doesn't even hear the prayers of sinners. Okay? And this whole thing of miracles, signs, and wonders, this is all part of the last day's deception. I don't know what the Holdermans believe. We're heading into the tribulation time. Satan is moving. He's in these church systems. He's created all this deception for people. He's muddied the waters of theology, and everyone's attitude is a lot like yours. Well, there's just a bunch of Christians here, and we're all just a little different. No, the Bible says there's one interpretation, sir. And the Bible says unless you're following in holiness and obedience, you're going to miss the mark. Without holiness, no one's going to see God. So ponder all those things. My number's on there. My website's on there. We don't take money from people. We're not looking for people to come follow our group. I travel full-time, and we have fellowship with saints around the world, a puny number, online, so we're kind of like a mobile home group. But we do have brothers and sisters that gather and meet and go to the Word. The problem is you got to vet yourself out of all the man-made traditions and names. Otherwise, you're not going to make the kingdom. Faith alone is not going to make it. James 2 says, show you my faith, I'll show you my works. And your works better be in line with God's word. That all makes sense? Yeah. Any questions?
No.
Are you going to repent and follow Christ in spirit and truth and lose everything? You haven't, because you're still a Holderman.
Okay.
And if you don't do that, the wrath of God will be upon you. I love you, and I'm just warning you. Thanks for listening. God be praised. All right, so that was interesting. I just took a scouting walk, and I ran into a man that's a Holderman, kind of an Anabaptist type group. Saw his wife earlier, worldly, little tiny head covering way on the back of her head, and you heard the conversation, and that's pretty common. They start out saying we're biblical, then you give them all the evidence, and they shake their head that they can't refute it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then at the end they go, I'm fine. It's delusion. They have evidence that they're not even born of God, but we hope that they go test themselves and go much deeper and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, not some Holderman, Anabaptist, Lutheran, Catholic, false way. We're off to a good start. Waiting for a couple brothers to show up. Well, we won't wait. We'll go out preaching. They'll show up. They'll find us. And we're going to be preaching Christ crucified on this glorious day. Stay tuned.